With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump praised Charlie Kirk as a great American hero at a memorial service attended by tens of thousands of people. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president said the assassination of his conservative political ally will only make his cause bigger and better.
He's a martyr now for American freedom.
Joined by his vice president, cabinet members, and other administration officials, the president described Kirk as one of the brightest lights who lived bravely and boldly.
None of us will ever forget Charlie Kirk, and neither now will history.
Greg Clugston, Washington.
Meteorologist Braden Murdoch is with the National Weather Service in the San Francisco area.
We had a 4.3 earthquake about 10 miles northeast of San Francisco, so right within the Bay Area itself. Now, with it being a 4.3, that's not really a very strong earthquake, but that is definitely one the residents felt this morning.
No reports of injuries or damage. Will the dream team of investors keep TikTok operating in the U.S. amid concerns about data security and manipulation by Chinese authorities? President Trump mentions a possible ownership group, which could be part of a deal in which the U.S. would take control of the social media platform.
Larry Ellison's one of them. He's involved. He's a great guy. Michael Dell is involved. I hate to tell you this, but a man named Lachlan is involved. You know who Lachlan is? That's a very unusual name, Lachlan Murdoch.
Mr. Murdoch.
I believe, and you call him, and Rupert is probably going to be in the group.
President Trump speaking on Fox News Channel's The Sunday Briefing. On Wall Street, stocks remaining close to their records, the Dow up 21 points, the NASDAQ adding 57. This is SRN News. A new study finds women who have abortions are not happy about it.
Planned Parenthood and other pro-abortion groups say denying a woman an abortion will result in negative psychological consequences. But a poll released by the Elliott Institute indicates that women who terminate their pregnancy feel just as much grief as those who suffer miscarriages, but they also suffer from feelings of guilt and regret. The study also reveals that 70% of women who get abortions say they felt pressured to do so. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pope Leo trying to thread the needle on homosexuality. In his first interview since becoming Pope, Leo said the LGBT people are welcome in the Catholic Church, but that is, it's highly unlikely the Church's core doctrine about sexuality would change anytime soon. Early this month, the Vatican hosted a Holy Year pilgrimage that included LGBT Catholic organizations. Last week, traditionalist Catholic groups announced a petition asking Leo to reaffirm the perennial teaching of the Church on sexuality. This is SRN News. Here's the midday Wall Street Business Report.
Wall Street will be listening closely as various Federal Reserve policymakers deliver speeches this week. New Trump Fed appointee Stephen Miron outlines his economic and policy views at the Economic Club of New York later today. And Fed Chairman Jerome Powell scheduled to speak about the U.S. economic outlook in Providence, Rhode Island tomorrow. On Wall Street, Pfizer shares fell 1.6% after it said it would spend $4.9 billion to acquire the development stage obesity drug maker Metsera. Metsera has no products on the market yet, but its pipeline includes four programs in clinical development and one in mid-stage testing. President Trump has mentioned that billionaires like Rupert Murdoch and Michael Dell could be part of a deal in which the U.S. will take control of TikTok. I'm Rich Thomason.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.